Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. And with me in the studio today is Dr. Alicia Walker, who's an assistant professor of sociology at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Alicia.
Thanks for having me.
So, Alicia, you're a sociologist. Talk a little bit about your general interests in that field.
Generally speaking, I am interested in intimate sexual relationships, gender and sex, and how those things sort of intermingle together and inform the ways that we navigate our world. And then I also do some work in social inequalities in education.
Now, when you say that real quickly, most people don't think of sociology being in the sciences, but you're trying to design studies in a scientific fashion to some extent. Is that right?
Yes, I'm absolutely using the scientific method, and I'm always trying to figure out ways to approach my research that are going to create the most reliable, legitimate data that I can.
Right. Well, let's talk about a specific project. Anything that comes to mind, I know you have a number of things you're working on, so discuss in the background and what's going on with one specific project that you're doing right now.
Sure. I usually have multiple projects going on. I just recently closed several projects. I closed a project on people's experiences with BDSM, bondage, domination,
sure,
et cetera.
Right.
I closed a study on great sex, and I recently closed a study looking at men's self-esteem and how that might or might not be connected to their own perceptions of their genital size.
Now, when you talk about that, when people hear that, of course, it triggers people at some level.
Sure.
But you're interested in this as an academic interest. So describe how that might be connected. Describe how this whole idea of people's own perception could influence other parts of their life, which I think is what you're interested in.
Yes, absolutely. There is some existing data that shows that if a man perceives himself to be small, it can negatively impact his self-esteem. He doesn't even have to fall on the scale as small, if he sees himself as small. So the perception is what matters, not what is real. It's what you perceive. So my study was trying to look at, does that relationship run the other direction? In the society that we live in that absolutely worships size, is it possible that self-esteem might be positively influenced if a man perceives himself to be large? Whether or not he is not what's relevant. It's, does he see himself that way?
And so in that particular context, a person's own innate self-confidence or lack thereof or self-perception pushes out into the world and somehow influences how other people see them also, even though they don't have any data about this particular bit of information. Is that what you think, perhaps?
Sure, absolutely. And that's absolutely what I found. I talked to a number of men who were thrilled to have someone to discuss this with. First off, they said, I don't have anyone in my life I can talk to about this. And they talked about a number of outcomes that have nothing to do with sexual behavior, relationships, or anything like that. I talked to men who hadn't been to the doctor in more than a decade because they didn't want anyone to see them naked. I talked to men who've attempted suicide. I talked to men who don't practice safe sexual practices because they're convinced that their sides makes it impossible to find condoms that fit. I talk to men who haven't approached a potential romantic partner in more than a decade, and they don't plan to ever do that again.
Right, right.
All because of how they perceive themselves.
So let's get into a broader picture, because people think about sociology and they're not sure exactly what sociologists are doing. It's not just curiosity. So when you think about a study or when you think about sociology and its practice, how can it actually positively influence the average person or policy or something like that?
Well, that's always the hope. Every study you run, you're at some core level hoping to change the world. All sociologists want to change the world. So I know with my work, I'm always hoping to dispel common sense mythology that we all carry around like it's fact. I'm hoping to improve how people see themselves, see their experience. You know, very often people have experiences that are actually very common, but they believe themselves to be extremely unique, and they sort of suffer by themselves. And so it can be very valuable for people to find out the results of some study like this and to discover, you know, I'm not alone. I'm not that unusual. I'm not strange or odd.
Right. So it's an academic subject that you hope will influence people positively, just like science.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, Alicia, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I appreciate very much you stopping by. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And once again, this is Dave Cornielsen for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.